Hello guys, welcome back to another totally random podcast. Today I'm going to be talking about the new iPhone SE, the second iPhone SE that they made. The last one they made was the version that looked like the iPhone 5. So now they released a new one and it looks like the iPhone 8. So this is what the features of the phone are. 4.7 inch display, A13 Bionic chip, which is the one that they put in the iPhone 11, 11 Pro and 11 Pro Max, I'm pretty sure. They have Touch ID, single lens rear camera, 3 GB of RAM. It comes in the colors red, white, and black. And the starting price is $399, which I mean for Apple is actually a really good price because most of their phones are $1,000 or up. They're around that range, so I think that's actually pretty good. So do I think it's worth it? Well, it depends what you're looking for. If you're looking for a somewhat flagship phone and that's actually fast because they've upgraded it, so I think it would be worth it if you really wanted to get it. It has a Retina HD LCD display with True Tone to match the ambient lighting in the room, wide color, Dolby Vision, and HDR10, IP67 water resistant and dust resistance. It has a 7-megapixel front-facing camera, Touch ID home button, like in the old iPhones that they used to have the Touch ID. Now they just have the Face ID, which I think is pretty nice because a lot of people were missing that feature on the phone in the iPhone 11 and 10s. It has a single lens 12-megapixel rear camera, and it can record in 4K video and up to 60 frames per second, which is actually pretty good. Most videos on YouTube now are 1080p, which is, I mean, that's good quality, but 4K is awesome. Apple claims that the A13 Bionic chip is the fastest chip in smartphones to date. If that's true or not, I'm not really sure. I'd have to do more research on that. The phone is available in 64, 128, and 256 gigabytes capacity, which is not bad for a smartphone. So for you people who like taking pictures out there, you know, you got a lot of gigabytes for them pictures. Now, here's what I think about it. It's, you know, the price is good, but a lot of people, they've moved on from the bezels. Like, it has thick bezels on the top and bottom, and a lot of people have moved on from that, not liking that anymore. So it might be hard for some people to go back to that, the old ways that smartphones were built. But if you're holding onto an old phone and you need to upgrade, I mean, that would be the perfect phone for you. Pre-orders on the phone will begin on Friday, April 17th at 5 a.m. Pacific Time, and device will begin arriving to customers on Friday, April 24th. I wonder with the coronavirus how they're going to get all those phones shipped out because it's Apple. I mean, a lot of people are probably going to be buying that phone. It is capable of fast charging 50% in 30 minutes, which is actually pretty good for a phone. I mean, my brother, he has a phone that fast charges, and I don't think it's as fast as that. This phone also has wireless charging capabilities, so like, if you have a wireless charger, you just set your phone on top of it and it will start charging. It won't charge as fast as if you like, plug it in to the wall or something like that, but it will charge relatively fast. It's supposed to be dual SIM supported, and Bluetooth and Wi-Fi like always. And the dimensions of the phone are, the height is 5.45 inches. The width of the phone is 2.65 inches. And the depth of the phone is 0.29 inches. They are still going to be using the Lightning connector for the phone that they do for all their other phones. I've heard that some people want them to switch to USB Type-C because it's more compatible with other devices, like Windows and stuff like that. And they do use USB Type-C on their devices for like adding ports and adapters and stuff like that. And here now I'm just seeing as I'm reading that they remove the 3D touch like they used to have, and now they use the haptic touch for quick actions and contextual menus, which I think, I mean, it's a good idea. That's a good system that they're using. Overall, I think it's a good phone. If you need an upgrade for a phone because your phone is slowing down, I think that would be a good way to go. So, I mean, I would recommend it. Apple is a good brand. They're known for making good devices and stuff like that. They're well known. So, yeah. Thank you for listening to my podcast. It was a quick one I just did, real quick. So thank you for listening, and I will see you next time.